The lighthouse refers both to the local lighthouse and to Robert Louis Stevenson, the Edinburgh writer from a family of lighthouse engineers. And anchorage has a double meaning with reference to Norwich. One, it refers to Julian of Norwich, the anchorite, who maintained stability of place by staying in a cell and being extraordinarily sociable with anyone who wanted her wisdom. And the other meaning of anchorage, of course, refers to all the boats which came to Norwich, the boats and the ships. Lighthouse and anchorage, journal entries, February 2nd. The landing place outside Dragon Hall in Norwich was pointed out to me on a day of almost agonising sunshine, when the roses were out as if we were in a show about the Tudors, or in the presence of a short-lived saint. My friend conjured a smooth, speeded-up vision of numerous foreign arrivals to skilled and mercantile Norwich. That little interval is piled high with imaginary bales of woolens and ingenious phantoms, gangly men from the Low Countries, making calculations of how to build. These were my thoughts on a very cold blue Edinburgh evening as I walked to the breakwater quarried from Granton Stone, the one that curves like a hook, is not much above the sea, and carries on for more than half a mile without formal boundaries. My leisure promenade resembles my long-time recurrent nightmare of hurrying down a rapidly filling causeway somehow seen from above even as I try to get to a vanishing circlet of land. However, this real-life sea-parting path is a relatively safe and stony conception of Robert Stevenson, grandfather to the adventurous author. As I was about to cross to the place to step down and set off, a great, ugly, biscuit-coloured hound barreled towards me, lean as a cartoon wolf crossed with an heraldic lion. He yanked his owner in a crescent at the end of the tensed lead. The hound looked up at me, trying to be nice. His lovely expression sat badly on a dog face not built for tenderness. He bunted my hand again and again with a bony forehead. He used his tail to smile in lighthouse arcs. The owner doubled up in silent, hysterical laughter, making no effort either way, rainproof, sharp, and silvery. "Hi, dog," I said, my first utterance to a real-life being for some days. I passed on to the grassy place leading to Stevenson's walkway, telling myself, "This is being out in nature. This is peaceful. The edge of water is a happening kind of place."